For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone has an opinion, but he's got the Von Hessler Doctrine. Eric Von Hessler on WSB.
Live from Sherwood Forest in the heart of Atlanta, hour one of the Von Hessler Doctrine begins now. I am your marvelous and magnificent chat host, Eric Von Hessler. The other voices you hear are the doctrinaires. One of those voices is man of a thousand voices. Tim Andrews is here. She's the queen of the invisible box. Autumn Fisher joins us. Jared Yamamoto is out today and tomorrow, but guess what? English Nick has jumped in to help us out.
Good morning. Good day.
Good day. Good morning. Whatever. Let's get started.
Headlines for Monday, May 7th.
Hey, can somebody check this for me? Because I feel like I heard somewhere that it's National Teacher Appreciation Week or something like that.
Yeah, I think it is.
Is it? You think
yeah.
It is? Is this so you just walk around with this in your head? You know the
Well, no, I listened to a podcast that's sort of a parenting podcast where they really just complain about being a parent mostly.
Yes.
and so they complain about National Teacher Appreciation, whatever.
The number one trend on Twitter right now is hashtag Teacher Appreciation Week.
Okay, well, let me just say, I would like to say that I do appreciate teachers, especially since I saw this headline a few days ago. 65% of public school eighth graders not proficient in reading, 67% not proficient in math. So congratulations, teachers. I'm sure that's not your fault. Somehow it's probably my fault. I'm sure there's something I'm doing in my life. I'm probably too selfish. It probably has nothing to do with you whatsoever. So I celebrate good teachers, right?
Yeah.
Do we have to celebrate all teachers? Even the crappy ones?
Well, they show up.
That's right. Yeah. They show up.
That's the best answer for it. They're there.
they show up. 65% of public school eighth graders not proficient in reading. 67%. This is the whole country.
Well, How is it their fault?
They're not allowed to fail people.
I know. You know what? That's right. It's not all their fault. It's also this concept that we have now that we really expect these people to be babysitters.
Right.
We really expect, if we change the school system, where would I park my kids for 7 hours a day? So there's a lot of blame to go around. You're correct. And there are good teachers. There are great teachers. But to say I appreciate all teachers, there's five from my past that I can I have no good feelings about. And look, we got to figure out a way to get – I would say that, hey, teachers, here's a good goal for next year, that you would have 66%. No, 64. It's 65 now. 64% of public school eighth graders not proficient in reading. Do it the other. And I looked at state by state. Georgia's no better, with like only 35%.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite unbelievable.
You know, one of the fast food chains has given away free biscuits to the teachers this week, one day this week.
Well,
so would you say, if you were in the drive-thru window, would you say, okay, show me your percentages?
Yeah.
If you're a bad teacher, you're not getting the biscuit.
Yeah, I'm not giving a biscuit to a bad teacher. That's one of the tenets of the Von Hessler Doctrine.
What's your pass-fail rate? Yeah,
never give a biscuit to a bad teacher. This is just common sense.
But wait a minute. How do they know you're a teacher?
Oh, you show your card.
They take your word
for it? Do you have a card of some kind?
Don't you have your teacher card?
I can make one.
Educator?
I want a free biscuit.
How much energy are you willing to put forward to save 35 cents on a bill? What does a biscuit cost?
Hey, I still have my teacher little ID from when I taught English.
Right. Autumn was, she taught English as a second language to illegals.
Mostly, not all of them.
Okay,
really.
Not all, but mostly illegal.
Some.
What was her pass percentage rate, Autumn? What was the when you were teaching?
She passed.
It actually
everybody.
Wasn't great.
No, really.
Yeah. Well, they kind of based some of their accreditation on how many people would pass their class, and so the teachers were very motivated to pass their students. And personally, I was not. It was merit only.
Oh boy.
And so I was like, I would be called in. You know, like you're number. numbers aren't that great.
No, it's like grade inflation. That's what happens. That's
exactly.
Why after the Hope Scholarship, suddenly every student in Georgia was a B student.
That because was me.
Who wants to be the high school that, that graduates the least Hope student?
Exactly.
So this is how it works. Anyway, I'm off on a rant, but that's my job. Let's get to some headlines there, English now.
All right. President Donald Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, did not rule out on Sunday that the president could plead the fifth in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
Can I just say this? It is time for Robert Mueller to put up or shut up. Did you hear my teens this morning? That's what I said. It's time for Robert Mueller to put up or shut up. We have 6 months before a midterm election, and supposedly the FBI doesn't want to get involved in that, except for James Comey, who was all over the elections of 2016. So let's just get on with it. Do you have anything or do you not have anything? It looks and feels like a fishing expedition. I had my epiphany last week that the Russia collusion case is the left's version of birtherism. It's their way of saying, we can't believe that this guy became president of the United States, so we're going to prove that he's not a legitimate president of the United States. It really is the left's birtherism. But let's go now. Let's pony up with Mueller. You're going to drag this on for another 8 months? He already has certain judges yelling at him on Friday. Was it on Friday?
Two judges over the weekend.
Yeah,
yes.
Just, you know, come on. It's so obvious. And I will say this, that it is absolutely wrong to go on a fishing expedition against a duly elected president. We have elections. We have more elections in this country you can shake a stick at. People will have another go at Donald Trump in 2020. Leave it in the people's hands. But the idea that you're just going to shine a bright spotlight and you're going to have unlimited funds and there's no area that of the law that you're not allowed to explore. I would ask this of Robert Mueller. Would you stand up to that test? How many people listening could stand up to not being found or being indicted for anything if I said, Tim Andrews, I'm going to get an ex-FBI chief. I'm going to give him unlimited funds and an unlimited amount of time, and he can look into any part of your history at all. Is there any chance you don't at least get a speeding ticket out of that?
Just take me to jail.
Just take anybody. That would be my question to end. Comey, Mueller, who could stand up to this? Unlimited funds, no time limit, and we could go into every transaction you've ever had and anybody that you know, and we can go into all of their transactions to try to scare the hell out of them, to get them to flip on you. This may be a way to run a case against the mob. This may be a way to run a case against some sort of syndicate, but you don't fish for small fish who can flip on the big fish to try to prove that something happened with the President of the United States, especially if what they come up with in the end has nothing to do with Russia collusion. Didn't that Russian just get inaugurated again?
Yes, he's in for the fourth time, old Vladimir.
That guy must be really popular over there. Either that or he always puts people in jail who are going to run against him.
As in the opposition leader.
Yeah. Making Russia great again.
Yeah, it sounds like you are. This is somebody, I think.
All right.
The inauguration.
Vladimir. Wait,
I can't believe this.
What?
It's not really being reported. Donald Trump swore him in. How is this not getting more coverage?
What?
I flew over there yesterday to do this because I had nothing on my plate today. Look, Vladimir Putin, do you swear to respect and protect the rights and freedoms of people and citizens?
Nah.
Do you promise not to mess with us?
Hey, wait a minute. He has to repeat what you said.
All right. Repeat what I just said.
I swear to respect and protect the rights and freedom of people and citizens.
Great. Do you promise not to mess with us and vote for me to get the Nobel Prize?
I promise not to mess with you and also vote for you to get Nobel Prize.
All right. I got you elected. Now we're even.
Yeah, I can't believe that last part is a big...
It's insane.
When he looked at him and said, I got you elected, now we're even.
We're even, no more sanctions.
Not even CNN is covering this.
Yes, you did get me elected, and I thank you, and now we are square.
Why am I thinking of Sonny and Cher as I got you, babe, right now?
They say we're young and we don't know.
Won't find out until we're grown.
Yeah, that guy. You know, it's both things over there. There's this main guy who's always running against Putin, and Putin finds a reason to toss him in jail like 6 weeks before an election, and then he lets him out on election day. He can't do any more harm.
You've served your time for unpaid traffic violation. Now you are free to go about the country again.
And he lets him out. And there have been some demonstrations around Russia, and they just throw everybody in jail. But the demonstrations are like, you know, even 1,000 people, because the truth is it's a mix of the two. Putin actually is quite popular among Russians because they were feeling really, really beaten up after the end of the Cold War. And they felt like a third world country. And, you know, whatever you say about law and order, he came in. And he's a strong man, and he abuses everything, and he abuses the world. I'm not saying good things about him. I'm just letting you know that inside the country, he does have a lot of support because he, you know, Russian patriotism is something that he really adheres to. And people, or I shouldn't say adheres to, that he really uses Russian patriotism in his campaign. And we make fun of a lot of things that we see from Putin. Now, I'm talking about the stuff to make fun of. I'm not talking about him killing opponents, which he does. He's a dog. There's no doubt about that. But when we see things like Putin riding a horse with no shirt on, look at my
broad chest.
Yeah, and fishing. I always see the one where he's fishing. He's like deep, I don't know, some kind of fly fishing, and he has his shirt off. And what you have to understand is he is trying to create a new myth around the Russian.
The virile Russian men, right? Male, not sad alcoholic living in hovel.
Men in Russia in the mid-90s, early 2000s, the rate of alcoholism and do-nothingism was epidemic. And so it is funny to laugh at him without his shirt on, but over there he's creating a new ideal for the Russian man.
Russian Superman, only 5'2", but yet can wrestle beer.
This is just not always an alcoholic, I think, the men were really letting the rest of the country down. They want a little more white male privilege. They need a little more patriarchy over there because the men just became drunks.
All of our men became like typical American men with soy.
Yeah, fat.
Fat, overweight, lazy. So we banned soy. We banned George Soros. We banned all these terrible things.
And you banned people who run against you in elections to make sure that things work out the way they're supposed to.
He hit traffic violations. He refused to pay. Otherwise, I would have let run.
Next story.
North Korea warned the United States on Sunday not to misread peace overtures as a sign of weakness.
Yeah, I love the I saw on USA Today, North Korea says Trump ruining good mood ahead of summit.
Yeah, because he's getting all macho with his military and stuff like that.
Yeah, this is really this is a headline that tells you that something actually may happen. This is for North Korean consumption. This is to let his people know, because Trump is telling the truth. The reason you're at the table partly is because of our economic sanctions. Also, partly they're there because China started to detect some radioactivity in the air. Mm-hmm. Said, we'd like you to shut that down. More from English Nick.
Yeah.
That's a great tease. I wouldn't go anywhere. More from English Nick when we return. You know, Jared is out today and tomorrow, and so Tim Andrews is sending me the audio.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the little things that you notice when somebody's out. Tim Andrews sends me audio, and then I look at it. It says MP3BC percentage 2F dot wave. So I think the audio I'm about to play is what I want to play. But this Waffle House story, I guess people are just showing up at different Waffle Houses and protesting because of this woman who was arrested. And it goes viral. And for some reason, viral equals not guilty.
Like, yeah.
People don't even need a trial. It turns out the Waffle House is actually standing by the employees because they're trying to create another Starbucks thing here.
Right.
And said, we didn't call the cops because she was black. We called the cops because she and her friend were drunk and they were yelling at us and threatening to come back with guns. That seems like, I don't know, it might be mitigating evidence if you looked into it. But no, it's viral. So that means it's just, so I hear this coming in. I think that this MP3BC percentage 2F dot wave is the audio that I want on this. And this is some sort of activist, I don't know.
We watched in horror as racist, white, male, heterosexual patriarchy took control once again.
First of all, my question is,
has she ever been in a Waffle House?
Hold on.
I know.
Hold on. My question is, How does she know the sexuality of the cops?
Right. Oh, you can tell.
This, I mean, this is...
Yeah,
this is,
you can tell.
Is this not assuming something?
We watched in horror as racist, white, male, heterosexual patriarchy took control once again.
Did he have his was there something on it? Was he wearing a t-shirt that said, I'm a heterosexual?
Yep. You can tell by the cut of his jib.
That's
Eric.
Right. There's that's no what, way that guy's... No,
he had a Girls Gone Wild shirt underneath his vest.
isn't she kind of saying, and this is the, I know a gay when I see a gay, and that guy wasn't gay. So she's basically saying from the left, hey, gays, you can see them. It's easy to point.
So they need specific cops for specific situations. Yeah. Hey, everybody, settle down.
Yes,
we watched in horror. We watched in horror.
By the way, again, the rhetoric. Did you really watch in horror? Like, when you were watching this online, were you and your friends going,
I'm so scared right now.
Isn't that watching in horror? People are screaming. And,
we watched in horror.
Words mean nothing anymore.
We watched in horror as racist, white, male, heterosexual patriarchy took control once again.
Tell you one thing I know, that cop was not gay. I could just tell by the way he pulled his gun.
The way he handled his nightstick.
This is going to be kind of fun. I have a new segment we're going to start when we come back. It's called Stupid and or Annoying Headlines. All right, we're going to do something a little different now with Jared out. It's a nice time to try something a little different.
Okay.
So it's a new segment that I've come up with. It's called Stupid and or Annoying Headlines. Now, here's the problem. Autumn, I need your help here.
Okay.
Because we don't have an intro for this. And so I need you to be the doctrine voice lady. Can you be the doctrine voice lady?
I sure can. I'm always ready.
Okay. And I was, unfortunately, Alan and I were going through what is available to us here without Jared, and we can't find any real beds that would work. So we only have an EDM bed. So you're going to put up, but so what's that sound like, Alan? Can you hit that?
It sounds like something Jared would use anyway.
Yeah. So go ahead anytime you want to.
It's time for stupid and/or annoying headlines.
Oh, no, start it over again.
I know, I messed up.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for stupid and/or annoying headlines for May 7th, 2018.
There we go.
Perfect. Now
you hit that EDM thing.
And then an explosion.
That's what I need. You need an explosion for any kind of good intro. That'll do the job. So it's self-explanatory here. The idea is it really doesn't matter about the body of these stories. These are stories that have headlines that I find stupid and or annoying. And sometimes the body works, like in this first one. Hollywood actress attends anti-gun protest with armed guards. Anybody want to guess who the Hollywood first of all, I gotta say, saying that this is a Hollywood celebrity at this point is I know her more through, showing up for John Ossoff and actually being a Hollywood celebrity. You raised your hand, Mr. Andrews.
I was gonna say, was it Samantha?
It was Alyssa Milano. Yes,
Samantha. I can't believe you're protesting.
Yeah, because it seems like you. What's the name of that actor?
Tony Danza.
You seem kind of conservative to me.
I voted for Trump. What's the matter? Come at me. I'm Tony Danza.
So you talked to
who's the boss? Me, not Angela.
So Alyssa Milano showed up in I don't know where this protest was, downtown Dallas. And this was probably during the NRA convention. Isn't that where the NRA convention was?
Yes.
The president spoke? By the way, it was another annoying thing there all week long was, the president and the vice president are all for the NRA is all for being able to carry your guns everywhere, but they've agreed to not have guns when Pence and Trump are speaking. That's how the whole narrative was all last week. Does anybody know how this works? They didn't agree to anything. If the president and the vice president are going to be there, the Secret Service decides these things. The narrative that all week long the NRA said, you know what, if they come here, we're going to put our guns down. That was not the truth. The truth was, if you want them to come here, we're the Secret Service. We're not involved in politics. We're just going to tell you how this works when the president and the vice president appear. So I guess outside There was anti-gun protest. Not anti-gun, because that would be like a relative.
Hello, I'm anti-gun.
Anti-gun protest. And yes, she had her armed guards with her, which is something that actually you don't have to – it happens an awful lot. Even it doesn't even matter if you think about MSNBC or CNN. You ever go on CNN? I've gone on CNN. You have to go through a phalanx of security. Mm-hmm. You know, there's armed guardery, a little word that I'm making up.
Guardery.
There's armed guardery all over the place for the MSNBC and the CNN. Rosie O'Donnell, I'll bet you, has a bodyguard, a security detail when she goes out. And if you really look at it, what Alyssa Milano is saying is, well, I'm a celebrity, sort of. I'm kind of a celebrity, so I should be protected by guns. But the rest of you should have no protection whatsoever. I mean, the reason this is annoying to me really has nothing to do with politics. I think that sort of double standard and hypocrisy should affect you no matter where you are. Look, if you're a famous celebrity and you're against guns, you are not protected by them, right? Because you're telling the waitress who gets off her shift at 2 o'clock in the morning and has to walk across an empty parking lot to get to her car, you're telling her she can't have one to protect herself. So you as a celebrity, yeah, it's true. You're on TV, stalkers, weirdos. Yeah, absolutely. You've got your bunch that you need to be protected from. And the waitress who gets off at 2 o'clock in the morning, she doesn't have the same bunch. She probably doesn't have stalkers or whatever. She just got, there's a victim, an easy victim walking to her car, and you want to take away the equalizer. Let's do another one here. How do you think this is going so far? These are stupid and or
I'm loving
annoying
it.
Headlines.
I like this segment.
I don't find this segment to be stupid or annoying.
I find it
to be entertaining.
That would be the danger.
Yeah.
See, if I was somebody listening and I wanted to get under the host's skin, that's the open mic that I would send.
Right.
I find stupid and or annoying headlines
to be
both stupid and annoying. But you know what? That's the way it is. You throw your hat in the ring, you're going to have to
Eric
deal with
Eric Von
that.
Moron.
There you go. That guy's going to show up sooner or later.
Eric Von Moron. Eric Von Moron.
Why does he keep doing
it? Eric Von Moron.
He's stuck.
It's the EDM version of that guy.
Eric Von Moron.
Monday, May 7th.
Eric Von Moron.
Oh, it's Alan
Eric,
Hunt.
Eric Von Moron.
That was Alan Hunt messing with me. He's a great. He runs the board here. He flies the ship.
He's Han Solo, is what
and
he
he's
is.
He's a great survivalist. He lives on a ranch. I believe it's called the End of the World Ranch. And I tell him all the time when the end of the world comes, I'm going to be knocking at his door.
You better give me a heads up if you're coming on my property, though.
Yeah,
if I don't know you,
the first sound you hear is.
Oh yeah, I guarantee you. But I think he's going to let me in. Oh, he'll make fun of me, and he'll laugh at me, and you didn't prepare, and you joked about me going to the prepper convention and all that. But then he's going to have a soft spot in his heart. He's going to say, that's Eric Von Hessler.
You know what's going to happen eventually? He's going to teach you how to shoot a gun, and he's going to come up behind you and put his arms and his hands around your arms.
Oh, this is just like this, Eric. And I will know.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Yet again.
Got to survive. Got to survive somehow.
Dealing with another one of
these. We watched in horror as racist white male heterosexual patriarchy took control once again.
In horror, we watched.
In horror.
Alan says he controls your mic.
Shoot.
Here's another stupid and or annoying headline. Are you getting what this segment's all about?
Headlines that are stupid and annoying?
Wow, you're good. You're fast.
And
I like the way.
Or.
And or. Oh, and or. It can be and or. NHL, you know what that is? They're having their playoffs. Nobody seems to care.
Is that hockey?
That's hockey. That's the National Hockey League. And, boy, nobody seems to care at all. It's hard to find these stories even in your news aggregator.
Remember like 30 years ago when we sort of kind of liked hockey?
Yeah, it was a big – I thought it used to be big in this country, didn't it?
Not anymore.
Hang on. Certain cities like Pittsburgh and stuff, it's pretty big, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean it used to be a national – I mean the playoffs are going on right now.
Yeah.
People who don't follow the NBA during the regular season get interested in the NBA in the playoffs, but not so much – perhaps this story will help. NHL tells Brad Marchand, he plays the forward for the Boston Bruins, to stop licking opponents. Apparently, this guy three times this year has licked the cheek of one of his opponents.
During a fight?
I think that would never happen during a fight. It might start a fight. It might start a fight.
Or end one.
But apparently the NHL is saying it would be a uniting thing.
Yeah.
Let's all come together.
If you get the lick in, you win.
If you get your lick in,
you win.
You win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently he's a really good player. I wouldn't know because, like most of America, I don't follow the National Hockey League. But apparently he's like one of the top 10 or 15 players. And the league has not taken the time to tell him to stop licking people in the face because they assumed that it, well, just wouldn't happen all that often. But it keeps happening. And someone told me that in soccer there's somebody who bites people. They've been told to lay off the biting.
Yeah, it's happened from time to time. I can't remember which player it is that does it all the time, though.
That's a childish kind of move. So anyway, that's bringing you up to – I just find that one – that would fall into the category of stupid, not so much annoying. Brad Marchand has to stop licking people's – his opponent's face. This is both stupid and annoying. Luis Suarez, says Alan Hunt.
All right.
Famous prepper and survivalist. Alan Hunt tells me that Luis Suarez, although I can imagine that Alan probably hates soccer because it ain't American.
Yeah, I enjoy watching it play, but I wouldn't want any kids on it that I know.
All right, here's something that really, really, really bothers me. It's weird for me to bring up the headlines and comment on them.
Mm-hmm. Usually you got Jared, you know.
Yeah, I'm in a weird space here, but I'll do it.
I'll think about it.
Yeah, I should have given them to you and had you give them to me as Jared or Andrews. Tracking the gender balance of this year's music festival lineups.
That's important.
Once again, it has to be fair.
This is a real story that I found out there. Somebody decided to track the gender balance of this year's musical festival lineups.
It's troubling. It really is troubling.
Apparently it is. It turns out, and the Shaky Knees was part of this as well over the weekend, a group of, so where do we stand in 2018? Based on the 19 fests we tracked in 2017 and 2018, female representation has only increased from 14 to 19%.
That's right.
We are still at a point at our summer rock show festivals that women are only 19% of the bill.
You know, and it's so sad. And I know that as a woman, mm-hmm. and I'm sure...
Are you calling me a woman?
No, I'm saying that I'm a woman.
Oh, you're a woman. Okay.
Yes, and I know so many of my sisters out there have all been denied, you know, headline opportunities at music festivals, and so we just have to become wives and mothers.
That's what happens, and that's what the patriarchy,
exactly.
Like this guy, if this guy was involved.
We watched in horror as racist, white, male, heterosexual patriarchy took control once again.
Of music festivals.
Music festivals.
Took control and took the stages.
To make these creative women go back to being...
Yep.
This is... Now, as I read something like this, I think to myself, they're probably putting the people on the bill that they think will sell most tickets. Am I wrong?
I think you're right.
Do you think they sit around in a room and say, look, I'll tell you one thing. Before you start scheduling this year's music festivals... I don't want more than 19% of the acts to be female. So whatever you have to do, you're going to have to make sure that I get at least an 81% male advantage in these situations.
I want to say Shaky Knees was 20%. You had three female drummers.
Yeah.
Black Rebel, Jack White,
yeah.
Black Angels.
Yeah.
And then you had Matt and Kim. Kim's female, last time I looked. And,
Kim
and then there's a couple of solo female artists in there, too. So.
Who cares?
Just saying.
Damn bean counters. This is how
you don't understand because you're not a woman.
I'm a man.
That's right. What I understand is what they're generally trying to do is sell tickets. Do you know who headlined, however, Coachella and sold the most tickets? Beyonce. Not because she's a woman, but because she's popular and sells the most tickets. All right, we have an open mic. Someone is taking me to task.
Eric, it's EDM, not EDM music. You just joined the class of people that call it an ATM machine. Cue the Eric Von Moron guy.
Eric Von Moron.
guilty as charged, but learning. Absolutely. Yeah. That is a moron would say EDM music because the M stands for music.
You know, in England, they call the ATMs cash points.
Cash points. Which, that's a point. It's a point
right.
where you can get cash.
But Lloyd's Bank actually call their machines cash points. And then that's what everybody just started calling all the other banks. Machines.
In Australia, they call them cashies.
That's right, mate.
You're just making things up. G'day.
They probably do. They shorten everything.
Hey, did you post that that thing of me singing at the concert over the weekend?
I sure did.
So where's that posted for people to...
2+2=4, our Facebook group on Facebook.
So you can put it on the other one, too. Because isn't that like an exclusive club and it takes 7 days to get into 2+2=4?
So. Sometimes it's immediate. Sometimes you request and I'm there and I approve it.
Yeah, it depends on your mood. So you should put it on our official Von Hessler doctrine.
I will.
It's me jumping up and down like a... like a moron, like
Eric Von Moron,
singing "Burning Down the House" over the weekend. It was quite fun. I have one more, actually I have two, but I think I only have time to get to one more stupid and/or annoying headline. As giant, I'll let you decide if this is stupid or annoying.
Okay.
As giant rodents thrive in Italy, mayor comes up with novel solution: eat them. Now this is the guy. What do you think this is? Stupid or annoying?
I think it's annoying.
I think it's stupid. It's not actually, if you think about it, the guy's come up with a pretty good way to get rid of all of the rodents.
So that's not stupid.
No, I just think that it's a stupid concept. It doesn't annoy me.
I see.
The mayor of this town says that he's tried them and tastes a bit like rabbit. So Alan Hunt's all over it. He's already getting his pass.
Yeah, I'll eat them.
So we're talking rats and mice, yeah? Is that what we're
talking? They're gigantic. They're very big rodents. They're part of the rodent family, but they're big. They're like a dog.
Isn't that a bad idea to eat rodents anyway?
Not these. People eat these all the time.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like rodents are just full of disease. Alan Hunt is laughing at me singing "Burning Down the House."
Well, squirrels are rodents. People eat squirrels.
As long as you cook it thoroughly, you're fine.
You just cook the rodent out of it.
Yeah.
Very quickly, here's the other headline that I find really annoying. I saw this a couple days ago. NFL Mock Draft 2019. Clemson will dominate the first round. Can we have a little space?
Stupid.
I just went 3 months of mock drafts and they all got it wrong for 2018. It's still 2018, right?
Yeah.
Relax is what I'm saying. To what or whom do we owe this pleasure? I don't know. But hour two of the Von Hessler Doctrine begins right now. I'm your gracefully aging chat host, Eric Von Hessler. The other voices you hear are the doctrinaires. Jared Yamamoto is out for today. English Nick is sitting in. Let's do this.
More headlines for Monday, May 7th.
All right, don't let me down, English Nick.
Real quick, Alan. Screaming Trees right there. I love that song.
Alan Hunt.
I nearly lost
Alan
you there.
Alan Hunt knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I nearly lost you.
I have to. If I let Alan Hunt get away with it, every rejoinder would be April Wine.
All right.
He loves the April Wine, but he mixes it up for me.
I love it. John McCain doesn't want Trump at his funeral, friends tell the White House.
So John McCain seems to be, he's sort of accepted. He doesn't know when this is going to happen, but it's going to happen. And I guess he's got friends around. He's planning his own funeral.
My friends.
Yeah, your friends are actually around. Obama and George W. Bush are going to speak at his funeral. And then the idea that I don't want Trump to be at my funeral, which I understand that they don't like each other. And Trump went after him in kind of a weird way in the campaign. And I understand that. But it strikes me that you're a bit of a control freak. If you're telling people who should, like, I don't want to prepare my, I don't care. I don't care who's at my funeral. You want to know why? I don't plan to be there. So I'm not going to be at my own funeral. So therefore, funerals are for the living, right? Funerals are not for the dead. The dead don't care.
I mean,
that's another tenet of the Von Hessler doctrine.
You won't be floating above us.
I don't know, man.
Mission as well.
I just know that if I'm floating above everyone, watching them all say goodbyes, I don't want some orange jerk.
Wow, you are
just sitting there reading his garbage about how horrible I am.
He would probably say nice things. After all, it's a funeral.
He'd be lying like he always does. He doesn't like me.
I saw in the last, it's in the same story, says that he's worried about the country not being unified. And yet on his way out, he's like, I don't want that guy at my funeral. But I want the country to...
His lovely wife can come.
Yeah, well, he said he wanted Pence to be there. Mike Pence.
I wouldn't mind Mike Pence being there because I know him and I served in the Senate with him.
Yeah, yeah. But not Trump.
Not Trump. Trump's a big buffoon, jerk, liar. I hate his
You just
guts.
Don't like him.
Don't be a bully.
Yeah, you don't be quiet, lady.
Yeah, McCain, don't be a bully to Trump. This is getting weird.
I have a theory.
Yes.
Maybe he's saying this because he's hoping that Trump is going to reach out and apologize for all the nasty things he says and they can bury the hatchet before they bury him.
Bury the hatchet before they bury him. I like that. Yeah. I don't. Maybe you know it's kind of sad. The death of John McCain when it comes is going to be kind of sad for me because I hear it even on open mics and people who you know there's a lot of hatred on the right for John McCain and I get that on policy, but then people just kind of I think go overboard. First of all, everybody who leaves an open mic that disagrees with me, it seems to me that they think that whatever politician they don't like is going to jail. I don't know when this started. Every politician I don't like is – when I was growing up in America, there was exactly one person they wondered about jail about, I remember, and that was Nixon. It was a big deal. Then Ford pardoned him, and there was a big thing, should he have done that? But now it's like every year it's, oh, no, this person should go to jail. That person – they should all go to jail. I'm voting for this person, so this person will put that person in jail. So there's somebody left an open mic this morning, I didn't even pull it, about how John McCain should be in jail. Now, I'm assuming what he means is that John McCain did divulge some secrets. You know, after being beaten daily.
Tortured, yeah.
Tortured for years, he did divulge, and he admitted it. And there are people who won't admit to themselves you don't like his policies. Because I'm going to tell you something, man. If you loved his policies, you wouldn't give a damn. You wouldn't give a... It really, when I hear those kind of open mics, I don't pull them. Because this is how it goes. From me to you, listener. If your politics are informed by your anger, you bore me. That can be from the left. It can be from the right. I suppose from the middle. Let me repeat. If your politics are born out of your anger, you bore the hell out of me. You're not going to be interesting to speak to. Your ideas aren't really ideas because they're fueled by emotions. And so I hate this person so much that I'm going to not stop at policies. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to stop at the old rhino. You know, we still have a lot of listeners who think that they're just unbelievably clever if they use the word rhino. Oh, I'll make so many good friends at the cocktail party. You're saying something 3,275 other people said 5 minutes ago. How could it make you charming? Give me an argument. Tell me why you believe in something. Tell me why you believe in something and it has nothing to do with another person you don't like. Then you've got an idea. Then you've got an idea. It doesn't surprise me that people from the left might not like a Republican, but the John McCain thing is going to be kind of weird and messy. Because an awful lot of Republicans have, because they don't like his policies, this is what Eric will tell you, but not what they will say to themselves. Because they don't like his policies, they then go further into the ad hominem. And I'll tell you what, English Nick, here's what I know.
Tell me.
They could have tortured me every day for 7 years, and I never would have divulged a secret. Really? Do you know that about yourself?
Really? I do. I know it full well. I would not divulge nothing.
I love this country. There's an area of my body that if you started messing with it, yep, I would give up secrets in 10 seconds. I'll let you decide what area of the body that is.
Very sensitive pinky finger.
You would not get the vice clamped before I told you everything. And this guy, you know, and I will say this about John McCain, and I disagree with some of his policies too. He's kind of like a moderate, you know, doesn't do a whole lot for me. Certainly establishment. But there's one thing I know about John McCain that no matter what John McCain says can ever take it away. Is that because he had a famous military last name, after a while they said, you can leave. You can leave this camp. And because they wouldn't let the other people leave, he stayed and endured more torture. Now, he did give some things up, and he admitted that. But if you're going to come at me as somebody who's never been tortured and tell me you never would, get out of here.
Yeah, you're right.
Get out of here because you're not being honest with yourself. You don't like his policies. And so therefore, you're going further into an area you don't know anything about. You don't know anything about. Now, I love my country enough that if I had a cyanide tablet, You know, once I saw the vice grips coming, whatever.
Well, isn't that why they give them?
What?
When you're in intelligence or you're in a situation like that, they used to give you those kind of pills so you could make that choice yourself.
But it's a weird thing. Like, they don't kill you unless you break them open or something, but then they kill you automatically. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, you can kind of keep them in your mouth.
Or you put it in your cheek, right?
I just wouldn't trust that something's going to kill me that quickly.
seeping through.
as long as you don't bite on it, you'll be fine.
Well, you can't let them see you about to put it in because then they would stop you.
They would stop you. Yeah. Well, it works so fast, though. You just get it in there. Yeah. all right, next. I'm just saying it's too bad because somebody who has been in the American public sphere as long as McCain has been, whoever the sitting president is, should be at that person's funeral. I think it's sad that...
I didn't want to go anyway.
Yeah, well, I know. You're probably going to be...
is there a good golf course there? I'll play golf on there.
I wish for all of his... But let me be a little hard on McCain here, and he's a dying man, and I shouldn't be, I suppose. But if your rhetoric is we have to come together, and I don't like all the division in the country, then why make this division? Why make this division?
After this, my friends... Then we'll get together.
Then we'll get together. Once Trump isn't allowed to be in your...
Yes, once I'm gone and he's not there...
You're a control freak.
That's right.
What do you care about? I don't give a damn what happens at my funeral. Anybody can speak. I don't care. People can say mean things about me. I'm not there. It's not about me. It's about you. Next story.
Michelle Obama says she's not running for office. This was at the United State of Women Summit in Los Angeles this past Saturday.
United States of Women. I said this a long time ago. There was, because again, it's a lot of paranoid people. Oh, they're the deep state. They're working it out so that Michelle Obama can tell. I had never sensed for a half a second. Mm-mm. I mean, sometimes, what did Ronald Reagan used to say? Don't be afraid don't be afraid of what you see. I can't remember exactly what.
Don't be afraid to see what you see.
Yeah, don't be afraid to see what you see. You can get yourself all worked up on these conspiracy theories. I never saw that Michelle Obama is a person who wants to go into politics and run for office. In the beginning, she was a little more reluctant than Melania to be the first lady. It did not seem like something that why do you have to moan every time I say your name?
Because I'm afraid of bullies.
No, I'm not going to
bully
you. All
right, be quiet. Let him do the show.
I'm not going to bully you.
Don't bully me, Donald.
Be quiet.
Just don't bully her. She's got an anti-bully.
I'm trying to help you. Do your show.
All right, I understand this.
Thank you, Eric. You are not a bully. You are always sticking up for me.
I am always. I'm never a bully. Never.
You soy boy.
He's a bully. So I just never saw people, and they're going to do this. Michelle Obama has always been reluctant to sort of be there. And then the other idea that Obama's going to do more political. Obama's got it made.
Yeah.
He's like, walk into a room, get the best.
I'm styling.
Yeah.
Write that check.
You know what Obama will never hear for the rest of his life? Sorry, sir. We're all full up with reservations.
Right.
We don't have a table. Guy's going to get the best table everywhere he goes for the rest of his life. Who would want to get back into the madness of politics?
I always get the presidential suite at these Trump hotels. I mean, they're the greatest.
He's loving it. And Michelle Obama also said it doesn't matter who runs for the presidency until the U.S. becomes unified.
Well, that's right. I don't know what that means.
That means everybody being a leftist.
Yeah, well, that's right. And people on the right think unity means everybody on the right.
Exactly.
You know, it's like if diamond and silk can come together, you'd think the whole country could come together. Next story.
The White House responds to China's...
It's a bunch of nonsense. That's what I'm saying, English.
There's a lot of nonsense.
Let's see if it works.
Okay.
Before you tell me the next headline, it'll be like Jeopardy. I'll give you my response first.
Okay.
It's a bunch of nonsense. All right, now do the headline.
China's demands to U.S. airlines Orwellian nonsense.
Oh, the word nonsense is actually in there.
Yeah, China is saying that the airline, it was U.S. airlines, should recognize that...
They don't like Taiwan.
They don't like calling Taiwan as an actual country.
Yeah.
And the White House is like, that's kind of Orwellian.
And then millennials are like, who?
Yes.
Or what? Or Whatian?
Who's stuck in a well, like my grandma is a well or something?
Or Whatian? We didn't ever read. We just listened to what the sociologist told us. And we bought it whole hog without any sort of questioning.
No Chinese political correctness is what Donald J. Trump is saying.
Listen, I've changed Orwellian for the new generation to Orwellian.
Orway.
I'm currently conflicted.
Why?
Because of you.
Oh, what did I do now?
Because of you.
Tim Andrews.
You know, Tim is just one part of an Atlanta power couple. He's here. He is. Oh, yeah. He's on this show, which is just, you know, going gangbusters. And then he's married to a news reporter.
Don't say the other. Don't say it.
I'll just say that she's a news reporter.
All right.
And she just got nominated for an Emmy.
Local Emmy. That's right. For breaking news.
Isn't that great? But here's my thing. I still have to pull for the Channel 2 personality. That's probably against her. I'm just saying, Tim Andrews. I mean, you got to.
Aren't I part of your family as
you
well?
You are part of my family.
We're like,
but
you know,
you're part of my
half-brothers.
You're the part of the family that doesn't pay me anything.
I'm the part of the family that borrows money all the time.
You borrow, but you also help out with the product here.
I mow the lawn.
With your voices and
that's
whatnot.
That's the equivalent of doing housework.
Cleans the gutters of the show.
Am I not allowed to say your wife's last name? Is that what you're saying? Because it ain't Andrews. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, no,
there.
You can say her name. You're just remember, you'll get in trouble if you mention where she works.
Will I?
I don't know.
Will I get thrown off the air or something?
I don't know. Pete's pretty adamant about that.
I just want to say.
There's a guy outside of the studio door with like a baton hitting it in his palm of his hand.
But you know, I don't care because she's your wife and you're my friend and she's Caitlin Pratt. And
so congratulations to my wife, Caitlin Pratt.
Yes.
Oh, that's so nice.
I want her to do well, but ultimately lose out to the Channel 2 personality.
Okay.
Because this is, no Andrews, no Pratt Andrews. You guys just...
we're modern people.
Are you just leasing the car?
Don't
right
let his white, cisgendered male patriarchy dictate your relationship together.
We watched in horror as racist, white, male, heterosexual patriarchy took control once again.
Of Andrews' relationship.
That you know, the name thing never even came up. And I think one of my friends asked me, I don't care. I mean, who cares? It's names.
Well, no, but what if you...
Well, the name is a big deal.
Her name is a brand. She needs to keep that.
You have a brother, though, who has the last name.
Andrews, yes.
Yeah. So, does he have any sons?
No, he has two daughters.
Uh-oh.
But our cousin has two sons.
Oh, so the Andrews name... First of all, it's a name that will be...
It's so rare to see that name.
It's a rare name, this Andrews. Anyway, it's great to be nominated. It's an honor just to be nominated. And congratulations on that. And let's hope Channel 2 walks home with the trophy. That's all I'm saying.
No comment.
There is one headline that I forgot from that sterling, wonderful segment earlier called Stupid and/or Annoying Headlines to Eric. Here's one that was left over in the bin. This was an actual story, a headline. There are no clothes for non-binary femmes like me, so... I made my own.
What is it, a smock?
No, it's very colorful, actually.
A shawl.
Let me just say that the reason there are no clothes for non-binary femmes is because there's 17 of you in the nation. You can't really get a fashion line going. If you walked into a clothier, is that how you say it? A clothier?
Haberdashery, or is that a hat?
That's hats and scarves and gloves, I believe.
Okay, okay.
I would say clothier, because I think it makes me sound French. So if I was to walk into your clothing boutique, and I would say to the owner, well, what's that section over there? Do you think he's going to say, well, that's the non-binary femme section in case one person walks in over the next 7 years who might want that?
It's a gray muumuu.
If you're something that's that select, there probably isn't going to be an entire fashion line that you're going to have to be resourceful. So I applaud this.
New questionables.
Yeah, Target and Walmart aren't going to make signs for that section, probably.
Questionables.
I don't know what it would be. Like, what's so different? I mean, I understand you're not going to get something that's ultra-feminine or ultra-masculine, maybe, but
let me tell you this.
T-shirt and jeans is not...
I don't know what it'll be.
Question.
But it's going to be non-binary, I'll tell you that. What is a non-binary femme?
Here's an AC/DC t-shirt. Knock yourself out.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's too masculine.
Unlike your obvious masked hatred over there, Tim. I am a person with an open mind, just trying to understand.
Okay.
So I'm a person who wants to understand cultures and other people. I'm just like that, you know. Very enlightened.
I understand, yes.
You know, I walk around all the time telling people how enlightened I am just so they know.
Right.
It's important to me.
Non-binary, not relating to, composed of, or involving just two things.
I get that.
Yeah.
But non-binary femme.
Again.
So to be a femme means you're a guy. So hold on. Let me work this out in my head.
Okay.
So if you're a non-binary femme, all right, first of all, if you're a femme, my assumption is you are a guy who wears dresses or whatever. I don't know. There's so many different categories here. But if you're a non-binary femme, that means that you're a man who dresses like a woman, but you don't necessarily feel like a woman dressing like
and
a man.
Sometimes you dress like a man.
And some he's a non-binary femme. But when he dresses like a man, is he femme?
No, yes. No. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Autumn will know.
I didn't think that just because someone's a femme means that they're man.
Oh, mean a
born
woman.
Born female.
See, this is really getting crazy because
okay, listen, the sex of the person is female. The gender is non-binary.
This person I'm looking at is not female.
I have a definition.
Yes?
Genderqueer.
By the way,
I just got
the research in.
Yeah.
Definitions on the radio, very popular. So
well,
go ahead.
We're straightening this out. No pun intended. Genderqueer, also termed non-binary, is a catch-all category for gender identities that are not exclusively masculine or feminine. Identities which are outside of the gender binary and cisnormativity. Genderqueer people may express a combination of masculinity and femininity or neither their gender expression.
You know, aren't definitions supposed to clarify things? Like, after you tell me the definition, shouldn't I have a better understanding rather than being more
You're
confused?
Supposed
if you
to.
Don't understand the vocabulary in the definition?
Well, this
which
is
what, I do.
I'm neither male nor female.
Nor neither.
I'm just gas. I'm a vapor.
How about this? Four magic words.
Uh-huh.
Live and let live. Then it doesn't matter. Do I have to know and understand and make sure? No, all I have to do is live and let live. You don't get in my way. I don't get in your way.
Well, I won't get in your way anymore, but first you need to know that I'm genderqueer and non-binary, and then when you can address me by my chosen pronoun, which would be either male or female.
So you're not letting me live.
I'm letting you live.
Now I'm living and letting you live, and then now you're giving me all these rules.
Once you understand all of the rules and the various names that I like to go by in the gender, and by the way, the different pronouns I use, because some days I feel like being a pony, and some other days I'm a
pony. That's Tim Andrews talking. Autumn, did you hear that? That was Tim Andrews.
I did, and I'm triggered.
He was creeping through there, I think. Yes, Autumn. Autumn loves non-binary femmes. She loves them.
No, I don't love or hate those people.
Neither
because then if I love them, then I am making them different, and that's not.
Oh, why? Because you don't love anybody else? That's weird.
I love no
why
one. I'm a rock.
Why do you hate us?
I'm an island.
She's canceled. No. She's canceled.
You are
Come
so
on.
Canceled.
Just because I'm cisgendered?
Sit down.
Dang it. You know I would like to say, though, what we're doing here is not. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like saying, I need you to understand exactly where I come from and all my gender pronouns, blah, blah, blah. In real life, the way it happens is you call someone she, they quietly correct you, and then you move on with your life. They're not like, I need to sit down with you privately and speak to you about my gender, you know?
I don't know.
I'll just do it on Twitter.
I think it's rude.
See, that's not real.
I don't think, what do you mean it's not real? Those aren't
Twitter's
real
not
people?
Real.
It exists.
They're
it's
all
real.
Russians, says
yes.
Autumn.
Exactly.
I am Russian, gender binary, non-queer.
No, but those aren't real conversations, the things that happen on Twitter or Facebook
all
or
right,
social
we
media.
We have to do WTF, and you know what that means?
Yeah.
More Autumn.
Oh, God.
But I will tell you, there's
I hate you all.
Oh, I love you. There's a I don't think this is in your bin of stories, but I have a WTF
bin of stories.
Bin of stories.
My attaché of stories.
Put this story
Osama
in the
bin. Stories. Idaho school can't find small bit of weapons grade plutonium. Oops, let's do this.
What the?
Seriously, what the?
WTF with Autumn Fisher.
That's right, and it's what the fun and games. So stop getting all upset out there with your moral certitude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what are your
toxic masculinity?
Speaking of toxins, you hear about that Idaho school that can't
size of a quarter apparently
it's a dime or something. That's a lot of plutonium though.
Yeah,
I don't think it's much. I think it's fine.
Stuck to someone's back.
I think it's fine.
It's on somebody's shoe.
Sat in it.
It's on somebody's
shoe. Their
shoe.
It's no big deal.
They fine the university $8.5 grand.
Actually, if you read it, I think probably what happened is the paperwork just got lost. It was from the 60s or 70s they got it. I think it was probably back where it's supposed to be, but the rules are that you have to have a paper trail.
Oh, but if from back in the 60s, it's probably, not viable anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Plutonium. Yeah. I think it's
shelf
just
life,
like,
what, 10 years?
Yeah, it's like something less than jelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Why does jelly go bad? Can I ask you a question? I know this is your segment, WTF and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I get these questions in my mind. I wonder, how long do things last if they're under proper refrigeration? Like, say, a jar of jelly.
Jelly or jello?
Long time. Long time.
Just jelly. Jelly. Like, if it's opened, but it's tightly closed, and let's say it's in there 2 years. Can I
think
eat
you
it?
Can still eat it. Yeah.
No.
No, because you've contaminated the inside of the jar with whatever was in the air. And so if there's something in the air, it will take longer manifest itself and grow inside the jelly.
And the peanut butter that's in it because you use the same knife without wiping it off.
What are you accusing me of?
Well, the same thing I'm accusing everyone of doing. You don't wipe the knife off.
You know what?
I wipe it on the other piece of bread.
Oh, I lick it first. I put it in.
Let you be in the NHL.
Let me tell you, as a bachelor, as a man who lives alone,
who's been a bachelor your whole life, and yet no rumors about your sexuality.
No,
strangely
none at all.
Enough.
There's no non-binary stuff going on.
No, everybody knows that you're
he's
like,
very binary.
You're like you cause horror for people.
We watched horror as racist white male
British
heterosexual patriarchy took control once again.
All right, I'm going to step by and allow your heterosexual patriarchy speak here.
Well,
on peanut butter.
Well, mine is on the jelly. Once you get some mold, and that's when you throw it away.
Yeah.
But as long as it looks like it did the day you opened it.
What if you can pick the mold off?
No. Mold is gone.
Okay, here's my last question, and then I'm going to let you get to your WTS story.
Yeah, right.
My last question is this. So when bread starts to turn bad and you see the mold.
Gone.
Let's say you don't. I know you're not supposed to eat it, but let's say you just don't notice it. Let's say you eat a bologna sandwich and there's a couple of mold spots. Does that actually make you sick?
No, you're fine.
Wasn't there some town or something where their bread had some contaminant in it and they all were tripping?
Like no, it made them super high? The grains did. And grains...
The whole town started tripping?
Yeah, ergot. It's called ergot.
If everybody's tripping, do you know that you're tripping? Because you'd be like, hey, man, did you see that devil with the horns? And your next door neighbor goes, yes, I did.
WTF.
That was real, bro.
The grains did.
You saw it too?
Wait. Ergot is a fungus that grows on grains, rye especially.
So you can get stoned if you have old grains?
Yeah, well, it makes you trip, bro. Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I'm taking it to Shaky Beats, bro. I'm taking all this rye bread, bro.
Pass the loaf, dude.
It's Jewish rye. Get you high.
Now that we have less than 2 minutes, go ahead and tell me your first WTF story.
Ken Jeong, which I seriously read as Kim Jeong.
this is not the madman.
No, it's not. It's not the madman of North Korea. It's Dr. Ken Jeong. He was doing a comedy routine, and someone was having a seizure in the audience, and he jumped down and saved the woman.
Right in the middle of the act.
Right in the middle. He thought that the people were heckling him.
Yeah.
And then they realized that she was having a seizure and he helped her.
Now, Tim Andrews knows about these things. He has this podcast, Radio Labyrinth. It's all about pop culture. It's filthy. Don't bring the kids, but it's a very good podcast.
Blue.
It's filthy.
No, Autumn works so blue.
They work, Autumn, a mouth like a sailor. Yeah. I mean,
it's my only outlet. I'm around either I'm on a WSB or I'm with kids all day.
Okay, so you let it out there. So this Ken Jeong, what did he get big? Was it The Hangover? How did he get famous?
Hangover.
Okay.
Huge.
Now,
Hangover,
his new.
And Community, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is he really funny? He doesn't strike me as a hilarious person. He's doing stand up comedy. Is he really funny?
I think he's very funny.
Okay.
Because he's smart and he knows how to do the jokes. And but he's a better actor, I think.
Okay.
He's a funny comedic actor.
I've heard him in interviews be really, really funny.
Somebody I know saw him in Atlanta recently do it. He jumped up somewhere, a punchline or something. And he was basically doing jokes about what it was like to be him.
Yeah.
Like his life.
Was it funny, though? It didn't matter what the jokes were. Yeah. So I guess we know now that he really is a doctor. There's something about him. He just doesn't seem that funny to me. His show got canceled, right? The one on ABC. It was called Dr. Ken or something like that. Well, you should know. You're the one who does that filthy pop culture.
Yeah, but we don't talk a lot about network sitcoms.
It's below them.
Binge watching. We don't talk
about network sitcoms.
I'll tell you what they don't talk about. Anything that doesn't have the F-bomb in it is what they don't talk about. All right, we're going to come back for our final segment on the radio side. Do you guys find that exciting? I'm very, very excited. Eric and the Doctrinaires with you. Swinging for a couple more minutes. Just a couple more minutes. Autumn, we have an open micer who's not very happy with you. Can you handle it this morning?
Bring it.
Autumn, give it a rest with your constant pandering. to a percentage of the U.S. that is less than one. There are three kinds of genders in humankind. Male, female, and a very, very tiny percentage that are hermaphrodite.
Oh, that's okay. Hermaphrodite doesn't hardly exist.
Yeah, that's what
he said. Gender, let me also define it, because this is a show of definitions.
You're boring me now.
Well, I'm bored with him. Gratify or indulge. And I'm not gratifying or indulging. I'm just talking about real world
stuff.
No,
but it is one of these things where you say, I'm not them, therefore I'm going to listen. So they tell me who they are, and then I'll tell you who they are. But there's no real – you're not challenging people who are in the trans – Yeah, you believe that all that stuff about identity and I'm identifying as and all that kind of stuff.
Sure, I'm not saying I'm not saying that it isn't necessarily always it could be flawed, but I think that there are plenty of people that may feel this way, and I'm fine with it.
Hey, check the junk. The junk will tell you.
Roll them over like a dog.
That's how you know for real what they are.
Do you ever think that anybody – this is my question is, and again, I'm libertarian, live and let live. Mm-hmm. Be comfortable in your skin. Do you think anybody's ever just mixed up and confused ever about anything?
Of course.
All right. That music tells me we have to go over and do our podcast hour. You can join us there, Von Hessler Doctrine Facebook page. But if you miss it live, don't worry, because around 2:30 or so in the afternoon, we bundle the two radio hours and the podcast hour together in one big podcast. You can get that at iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, EVHDoctrine.com, the WSB radio app. Herman Cain is up next with the three big stories you need to know. As far as we're concerned, Are you gonna join us again, English Nick?
Yeah, podcast, yeah.
No, but also tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow, well, because Jared's not back yet.
Jared's out tomorrow as well. Thank you for filling in for Jared this morning.
You got it.
And we'll do that tomorrow. Jared's off again tomorrow. We're going to go do the podcast side. We'll chat with you again tomorrow morning right here at 9 a.m. But until then, get off my lawn. Another one rides the bus.
And another gets on, and another gets on.
Another one rides the bus. Hey!
Hour three.
Gonna take you to
school. You lucky devils, you. Hour three, the podcast hour of the Von Hessler Doctrine begins right here.
I miss you.
And right now, the dulcet tones of Tim Andrews right over there. I say that.
Heavens miss the rain, and I miss you.
The hockey air
walking
horn.
It's the shaky, we're getting ready for the Shaky Beats Festival weekend, so it's
Who
the Shaky
is?
Beats air horn. That's, well, the EDMers are.
Jared.
English Nick is there. Autumn Fisher, you heard her voice. I think Greg Russ is there. I can't see him because we're not in that business right now.
Yeah, I'm here.
No, see, I can't see him there. I mean, I can't
there
see
we,
him
I see
there.
Him.
I can't see that.
He's dressed in red today.
Doesn't look like me.
Greg, are you there? Just say something. Nod your head. I'm going to assume he nodded his head.
He did. Very, very slight nod of his head.
And Jesse is here, filling
What's
in for
up?
Jared Yamamoto.
What's up, guys?
You filled in for Jared on the regular show.
Yeah.
Jesse's going to fill in for Jared.
I'm in for myself now.
You are in for yourself. That is correct. Autumn?
Yep.
We have a listener who has something to say to you. All right, here we go.
Hey, Autumn Fisher, why don't you shut your vibrating hole?
Whoa. There you go.
Yeah, I bet he wouldn't mind this.
Yeah, I bet he wouldn't something.
Why don't you?
He don't mind shutting.
I want to say what I want to say, but I can't say on WSB.
That's right. You got to wait until that filthy podcast that you and Tim Andrews have together.
What's that podcast called?
Radio Labyrinth,
That's
I believe.
Right.
I told the guy who started that podcast, he's not around anymore, but I told him, Labyrinth is too weird. It's too long. People don't know how to spell Labyrinth.
No.
And Clive Cliverson was all on my side. You know, make it something.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's a weird word. Nobody, what is a labyrinth anyway? Is it a maze or what? I don't know. I mean, come on. Yeah.
And so I think he'd be much better served if he would call it something like filthy pop culture podcast. I think people can find that.
FPCP.
There you go. FPCP. Filthy. What did I say?
Filthy.
What's the first P?
Pop
culture.
Podcast.
Filthy is spelled P-H-I-L.
Yeah. It's the cool filthy.
You should just call it effing spoiler alerts.
We'll stick with Radio Labyrinth. Thank you.
Oh, it seems to be working all right.
It's almost 3 years old now.
Does that Monica Kaufman have another hairstyle?
Yeah.
She changes the hair color a lot.
But that's a whole different thing.
She got her hair done.
She got her hair done, or is that a wig?
I didn't see
her. It's a lot of hair. I didn't notice that there was a lot of hair there before. I love her dearly.
Hey, you know what?
Yes. I don't.
We have a lot to talk about, but I'd like to plug Jesse's Instagram.
Oh. Yeah.
Feed called Sign Speaks. Sign Peaks. It's a mashup Twin Peaks and Seinfeld. And
really?
It's very funny.
Did you think of that yourself, Jesse?
Yeah.
I never thought of you as a creative person.
Really?
No,
my job is creative, but that's fine.
No, I know. I know that. I just said that because I thought it would be funny.
But it's funny. You'll see images from Seinfeld, and then there'll be dialogue from Twin Peaks or vice versa, yeah.
And there's other stuff thrown in there. There's Frasier sometimes, just random. You know.
Well,
whatever.
Hold on a second. It doesn't say Frasier in the
Peaks.
Title.
Well,
you're freaking me out.
There's only so much content to mine.
Sign
Freaks. Frasier head instead of a razor head.
See my desktop? I've gone full on Twin Peaks.
Ooh, Dougie!
Hello!
Nobody knows what the hell you're talking about. That doesn't matter.
Oh, 20 people know what we're talking about.
Autumn, you did put up me singing Burning Down the House.
I sure did.
The big old... I think people will enjoy that. Tad.
No, people are loving it.
My new friend Tad. Sorry, Greg. My new friend Tad. Greg hasn't said a word yet. Why is he here? He's just said one word.
I got to say, when I did bump into you and Tad,
I'll say
a word. I'm going to fill it up.
We were quite the couple.
Yeah, it was over at the Black Angels set.
Yeah.
And you guys were already standing together. You were grooving together.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what else you guys were doing together, but you were grooving.
I'm on Greg's side here. I'm bothered by this new friendship.
Well, thank you, Tim. See, now I'm going to speak.
Yes.
Because I'm processing it still.
You are?
I don't want to blurt out and say things that I regret later. So I'm just, you know, I'm biting my tongue.
We had a fight.
I don't know what to say yet, but it hurts. I can tell you that.
Can I just
my
twist
son
the knife?
Was with me, too. It wasn't just me and
can
Tad.
Can I twist the knife a little bit more in Greg's wound
here?
Tad looks a little bit like Greg.
Older.
Similar hair, glasses.
Maybe
similar.
A little bit older Greg.
Yeah, older Greg.
Aren't they the same age?
I don't believe so. I believe Tad is about 45.
I'm about 45,
no,
Eric.
Tad was born in 1972. Because I'll tell you something about Tad. He's a talker.
Yeah,
He's a talker.
I like to talk.
He tells stories loud on MARTA. He's probably watching this right now. And then Silas,
well, I would like to say.
A little lower. I don't like loud talking on MARTA.
Not on MARTA.
No. I feel like you're going to start a fight with somebody if you're just loud. Anyway, go ahead, Greg. Yes.
No, go ahead.
No,
I'm not going to say it.
Greg, if you're hurt, I want you. This
I don't
is your
need
place.
To lash out at you. I don't
there
need to lash
is.
Out at Tad.
Call him in here, will you, somebody?
He's on the way to a meeting, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, he's got to go sit with his program director.
Maybe. I have to go reprogram Drex.
He has to sit there with his program director and be told to speak less.
You know, much like Greg, in his old Decker radio days,
yeah.
Tad does push the envelope over there on the hits. The 80s and 90s.
How? Oh, he does.
The B98.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
B whatever.
So they have a lot in common.
What do they do?
What do they do over there to push the envelope?
Oh, it's crazy.
Stories about restaurants and housewives and stuff.
You wouldn't believe some of the stuff they're doing about couples.
Uh-huh.
They'll freak you
I'm
out.
On the wrong show.
You mean like they send out couples on dates and see how they go?
It's amazing. It seems like couples are always calling in with some sort of conflict.
He's sending himself out on dates now with Eric. I'd like to tell you this. If I rode MARTA with you, quiet as not even just a mouse, a dead mouse. There'd be no noise for me. You wouldn't have to worry about the loud talking. I ride the train here in New York, quiet, zip it up. That's why I like Tokyo so much. It's completely quiet. You know, people have respect this guy. I don't know how much he respects things and other people. And that kind of friendship is going to be one-sided.
Clearly boundaryless.
I got to tell you, your computer is all
Is everybody's Wi-Fi off? Because that's what Jared would say at this point.
My Wi-Fi is off.
Guys.
Yeah, Autumn's
guys.
Is all bad, too.
All right. Wasn't there something?
Oh, mine's bad, too?
Maybe you guys should turn off your video.
Okay.
See,
it's not our fault.
Yeah,
it's
we're going to get rid of all that. Because I'm fascinated by Greg today. I don't want him to go away.
I'm back. Is this any better?
No.
Still breaking.
You might want to re-up one time.
I just re-upped.
What do you just re-up?
No, your guy came over.
Pay your subscription fee.
How's this? Am I okay?
No.
Now you're crapping out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well,
I sound good to myself. I don't sound like Greg.
You always sound good to yourself.
You know,
that's wrong.
Autumn said she's on the wrong show. Maybe for 1 week, Autumn and Kara should switch places. So
okay.
she goes over
okay.
and, Tim's up for it.
Hey. No. I want to examine that dynamic.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to get rid of your old girlfriend.
That was too excited.
Well, she smells really nice.
Yeah, but you're a married man.
I don't say anything.
Recently married
man. No.
You're not supposed to be smelling other women.
No. She wears it comes in the, like, she could be sitting where Jesse is, way on the other side of the room.
You're saying she wears too much perfume.
No, I am not. I am saying, am I wrong here? You guys are fidgeting over there. You guys have met her and encountered her. Doesn't she smell pleasant?
No, sure. Just let him flail. Don't help him.
It's not a gross, sexy thing.
Why would you? Everything with you is a gross, sexy thing.
No, not anymore.
Thing.
I've grown up.
I know we're under the WSB aegis, Tim, but you don't have to say things like, doesn't she smell pleasant?
She does smell pleasant. I don't mean it in a gross...
Hey, Carrie, you smell pleasant today.
I don't mean it in a gross... I wear special perfume.
It is not a gross, dirty, sexy, creepy thing.
No.
She's a
nice
person.
I didn't take it that way at all. Don't worry.
She's very...
smells like that flavor of bubble yum that I like so much.
Yes.
What would that just be? The normal flavor.
Yeah, right. Smell like bubblegum.
Yeah, it's just not bubblegum.
I don't wear deodorant or wear perfume. It's just my natural scent.
How lucky for you.
She's probably watching this or listening to this. They do, that whole B morning whatever crew.
My God, check
hi,
that
real Kara. I'm coming for you.
That's not to say, Autumn, you aren't pleasant as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, but let's face it. Autumn smells like curry, and you want
delicious.
You want to send the curry. You want dessert here.
Yeah,
you want to send the entree.
Bring that bowl of rice. Are you into savory treats? Savory delights.
Autumn,
invite me to your party.
Autumn, I got some naan. Let's hang out.
Ooh, dip
it up.
Naan and me.
Mop up.
All right, now you guys.
You can't blame people for smelling like curry. By the way.
Why?
Because it just infiltrates. It's like beet juice. It stains. It stains the skin.
Hey, don't make fun of beets.
I love beets, but you have to be very careful with them.
I've
get down your clothes. They're ruined.
I've never heard anybody say that they love beets.
I like the beetroot.
What are you talking about?
Well, you like super beets.
I like super beets.
That's right.
I don't like weak beets.
Well, I like so-so. I like good beets, so I appreciate good beets also.
Yeah, who doesn't like good beets?
You know, one of my dogs...
Think about it.
One of my dogs is a spaniel,
yeah.
So it's brown and white. And I was in the kitchen one night, been out drinking,
yeah,
in the kitchen having a couple of beetroots out of the pickled jar.
I'm drunk, that's what I want.
And I accidentally dropped the jar onto the counter, and it splashed on my dog. The juice and the dog still has the red.
Hey, nothing in the fridge. Let me see. Oh, beets.
That'll do it. Oh, this will hit the spot.
Yeah.
I think you're missing the pickled beets. They were pickled right now.
Yeah, I can eat pickled sliced beets any time
of day.
Even
better
night.
Than that, the eggs, the hard boiled eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Juice.
Love those.
Are you guys asking to vomit when
those
you're drunk?
Good. You've never had
pickled
one?
Okra? Pickled okra is delicious.
Okra's
drink the
gross.
Juice. Nah,
okra.
I like the slime.
Okra is gross.
I like the slime. It lubricates
fried?
Your intestines.
It's disgusting.
The slime.
Okra is terrible.
Even
disgusting.
Fried.
I don't like any kind of
I like
okra.
It fried.
Oh, God. It's so good fried.
Anything's good fried.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
There's something about okra fried, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell
I don't
you what
like
it does.
The word
it really
okra.
Thickens a soup. If you're making a soup and you throw that in the broth, that thickens it up.
The word okra annoys me, and I'm not going to eat anything that's called okra.
Because it rhymes with Oprah?
No, before there was an okra that I
there
knew of.
There was plenty of okra.
I was rejecting okra.
I like polk salad. You like the polk salad?
No. That's another one named after a president.
What's polk salad?
It's like turnip greens, but they grow wild.
I don't like salads.
Polk salad. You
I
make greens
salad.
Out of it. You ever heard polk salad, Annie?
Hold on. Greg, what was that review again?
I was throwing that back in Tim's face. It was his original review.
Yeah, he made the raspberry, and then Greg...
Yeah.
Well,
bilabial fricative.
Yes. Is that what it was?
A labial fricative?
Bilabial fricative.
Mm-hmm. I will say
this. That's some linguistics talk right there, babe.
Any salad with beets, sliced pickled beets or whole pickled beets, hard-boiled eggs sliced up, and salad cream, got me.
What salad
cream? I can taste
cream?
It coming back up.
That's the British salad dressing that's kind of like mayonnaise.
Salad cream.
Salad cream, yeah. You can buy it in the
Mamma lets me salad cream with my strawberries.
Ask Paul if they were rich enough to have
Paul.
No, salad cream is a cheap dressing made by Heinz. You can get it in the import section at your local Publix or Kroger.
I just love their names.
Salad cream.
Salad cream.
Red. Orange drink. We've got orange drink.
It's a cream for your salad.
You will sit down with this orange drink.
I guarantee, Paul, if you're at the pub sticking up the Skittles, right, and throwing the balls back down the gully, you will get salad cream on your
I'll
salad.
I'll get a lick it off a spoon.
I wouldn't want me cutting my lip.
Nobody ever thinks that this is funny, but I think it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen on Beverly Hillbillies. There's Jethro. He's like,
yeah. What's up, Uncle Jed?
He's working on some sort of experiments or something, and he comes running out and he goes, "I finally did it." I can't remember if he says blue or purple, but he says, "What'd you make?" I finally did it. I made purple orange juice. I think that's one of the funniest jokes I ever heard.
Did it, Uncle Jed.
Nobody, because which came first? I mean, was that thing called an orange because the color orange? It was orange, right?
I think we call
it. It's not a flavor. Orange isn't a flavor. It's called an orange because it's orange.
Well, what is the flavor?
Orange.
Well, we call it that because the color was there first.
Right.
So to make a purple orange juice.
Well, how come lemons aren't
ridiculous.
Called yellows?
That's my point.
Or
lemon
juice.
That's my point.
Mm.
If he had run out there and said he's made a sweet lemon, that'd be something to make. But if you say purple orange juice, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever at all.
I made kumquat juice.
I'm sure he did.
You're just trying to be a shock.
No, that's oranges are called kumquats.
Disgusting.
Saksumas.
Yes, Autumn?
So it's adapted from an Arabic word.
For a color.
Is also derived from a Sanskrit word whose origin is unclear, but it might come from a Dravidian word meaning fragrant.
That's what I've always said.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, right? Because then we're kind of saying that the smell
of orange
comes first.
But here's the thing. The color had to exist. Now, one of the two things happened. Either people were already calling that fruit an orange, and then when it came time to name the colors, they said, well, let's name it after the fruit. Or, as is more likely, the colors were named first. I believe in the Bible, in Genesis.
Is that what
here you go, Eric.
Verily, the oranges was squeezed.
Yes.
Maketh the juice.
The fruit came first.
What?
The fruit came first. The word came into English either from Old French, pomme d'orange, or from Spanish, naranja.
Wait a minute. I've always been convinced it was Dravidian.
That's before that. So before the Sanskrit,
uh-huh.
That there's some Dravidian word, I guess, that means fragrant, which the Sanskrit word is based on, which the Persian word is based on, which the Arabic word is then the French, and then English.
Let me ask you something.
I have a question.
This Sanskrit is so damn important. How come nobody speaks it anymore?
People do speak.
Indian, right?
Still doing Sanskrit. It's a dead language,
yeah.
Isn't it?
No one speaks Greek anymore.
No one speaks right.
Except for the Greeks.
I don't even think
Not ancient Greek.
I don't think the Greeks are Greek.
What do you think they are?
They're not
Turks?
The Socrates
no,
Greeks.
No, they're Turks. Yeah, yeah.
Not the Socrates Greeks.
Socrates?
You see, they're like Italians now. You see, I mean, to me, I don't
they're
travel.
They're watered down is what you're saying.
I don't travel.
No, you don't.
I don't travel. But so what I know about the world, I get all through television. And it seems to me that whenever I see Italians in a city, they're all yelling at each other.
Hey!
It's all just like, beep, 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 beep. It's just screaming all the time.
So Tad would fit right in, you're saying. Send them over to Italy then. Get them out of here.
And I noticed the same with the Greeks on television.
They're
yelling all the time.
Minkos, get in there, Minkos, and it's time to do it.
I think of Socrates and Plato as being very gentle in their way.
Well, they hid away. That's
you.
Why Except they couldn't stand that society, so they locked themselves up in their basement rooms.
Yeah,
and they did all their work.
Like
plus,
I
they
do.
Had sex with each other.
Well, yeah, you know how all that in their started. Basement rooms. I've told you how that's all started.
Yeah.
Listen, Eric, you're gonna have to scald yourself in the shower later because Sanskrit is definitely still.
Yeah, one village in India.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to scald Greg. He's going to take it for me. He's going to take my scalding.
All right, next time I shower in 3 days, I'll scald myself for you.
Is that what you're doing now? Every 3 days?
It's starting to warm up, so they're becoming daily again. In the winter, it's like every other day.
What are you, like Clark Howard saving on hot water?
I don't pay for this water. Hey,
it's not good. It's not good for you to wash your body every single day.
I don't care.
It doesn't. And saving the water, by the way, I don't pay for water. Mm. So I run that thing sometimes. I'm going to take a shower, then an hour later I get into the shower.
Sometimes over the weekend, and this was one of those weekends because I went to the festival on Friday, and then I was showering last night, and I realized, wow, you haven't taken a bath or a shower in a long time. You can feel it. I can feel it.
Yeah.
I had 3 days of rot.
You get really cleansed, and you're like, yeah.
You feel great. You feel like you like just lost a couple of pounds.
Reborn.
You get out of that shower, and I was like, man, I'm ready to take on the world. But unfortunately, it was bedtime. 7:45.
It was bedtime.
I had to go to sleep. 7:45. No partying for me. So you did put up the me singing at the. I think people would like that.
I did.
How ridiculous do I look?
You look real cute. I was. It was really cute.
Did you see it, Greg? Did you see my little moment there?
The one that you texted, I saw.
No, not that one.
No, it's not that one. That's another.
I didn't see this other one.
This is another one. My friend Tad. Do you know him, Greg? He was standing next to me.
I'm in denial. Who?
I think it's interesting. This is how the conversation started just, 30 minutes ago. Yeah.
Could I not believe in him until he doesn't exist? Because, you know, he works in radio, so give him a year.
Yeah. Oh.
He's out of it.
Yeah, but he's like everybody else in radio. You get him drunk, and he just complains about everybody. It's
fantastic. I hate everybody I work with, except for Kara.
It doesn't matter. Oh, I'm so glad that we're
because she smells
still
pleasant.
Are you still friends with him, Kara?
Oh, we're definitely still friends.
What about me? It isn't fair. I've had my fill. Now I want my share. Can't you see? I was born to live, but you just take more than you give.
Drex.
You know, I started, Greg, you'll appreciate this because you're not one of these he-men. I have a lot of friends who are like very alpha.
But, are you calling him a beta?
No, he's not. He'll stand up at the right times.
Okay.
I'm just saying he's not. But in the middle of David Byrne's set, I think it was during Naive Melody, I started welling up like I was going to cry. I caught myself. Are you doing that double fibrillation again?
Bilabial fricative.
That's what I'm talking about. And I caught because I
thought. Do a glottal fricative.
I thought about it as it was about to happen, and I stopped myself. I was like, Eric, the sun's still up.
Yeah.
People can see you. Be a man. And I actually stopped myself. If I would have let myself go, I would have started crying.
Gone big time.
You would have gained respect.
What?
That's how you could have tested your friendship with Tad. If he saw you crying and he didn't make fun of you, then you know that's a good friend.
Oh, no. Here's the thing. Tad, anytime he comes on the podcast, he's all about touchy-feely, therapy stuff.
Is this kind of thing you want to take to HR? Is he laying hands upon
you? No. He would have been consoling you. He would have been crying with you.
Ha, 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 ha,
ha. I actually still have his wife's Breeze card. I watched him. I watched
you
him
can
put,
go anywhere in the city
yeah,
with watched, his wife.
I watched him put $20 on it, and then he handed it to me to get through the Marta thing.
Here you go, buddy.
I'll tell you
I'm your pal.
I just said this is a true thing, and you guys do this more often than I do, going to these festival type of things. So when it's over, by the way, Jack White was great too. Very loud rock
Told
and
you.
Roll show, which I liked. Very guitar centric. So I
he was just
that.
On Colbert singing cereal jingles.
Oh, God.
Well, actually,
they weren't just cereal. I think they were just jingles because one of them was Folgers.
Oh, they're wacky. Oh, is it, so it's his voice doing whatever.
He was there. He was there as a guest, and he was singing the different jingles for products.
So you're watching Colbert every night. I can see what's going on there.
No, I saw the headline. I didn't watch the video either. That's why I got it wrong. It said cereal at first.
Cook.
So will you stop saying that word?
I was using it ironically.
Just stop saying. I don't like the word. I just don't like the word.
Are you banning it from the show? You should create a banned words list.
No, I'm not going to do
that. Just throw it on. I want a whiteboard behind you with a banned words list.
Yeah. Too many people do stuff like that. I'll be accused of stealing material from others.
I don't think too many people do that. Also, three strikes, you're off the show forever, and one of the banned words is Tad. So.
Hey!
Then I'll find out that Howard Stern banned the word Tad, and he's stealing my stuff.
He banned the word Tad.
Yeah, I banned that. Really I banned that stupid. Name in 1987.
It's the Sarek von Hessler.
Right? Yeah. The good guy.
And everybody be yelling at
whatever
me
the Howard Stern clone.
So when the show's over and everybody's milling out, they have an Uber area. Now this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. There's like 30 Uber cars waiting, and they put you into a pen, and then they don't let you pass a certain point. So by walking into this pen, you're basically saying, I'm not going to get into any car for an hour, the way this is going to work. And we fought our way back out of the pen. And this is I just want to say to people, all you have to do is walk four blocks away.
Yeah.
We walked up to Peachtree, because we walked one block further than the traffic was hell. Just one block further, And the idea that you have to take the Ubers that are there, as if nobody else is driving an Uber that night in Atlanta.
On the way to the festival on Friday,
yeah.
I asked my Lyft driver, asked her about the Lyft area.
Oh, you're doing Lyft now. You're yeah. like, are you an anti-Uber
guy? No, I just find that if you were doing trips that weren't just in town, Lyft was cheaper.
Okay.
You have a basic $7.25 charge for in town.
I mean, when you go up to the hills to meet your girlfriend?
That's right.
Yeah. Lyft is also supposed to be better to its drivers.
Well,
who cares?
Either way, the lady was like, she goes, those areas at these kind of events are BS. She says, I can never find them or get people at them.
Yeah, because I don't know how you would call a car and go in there. If you're 30th in line, you're not going to jump in your car. And
well, you don't get to call them. You get into the next one.
Well, right. And but why? And I understand why they do that, because they don't want, as events are leaving and it's already crowded, they don't want cars slowing down and stopping all over the place. I understand that. But beat it all by just walking four blocks and then just getting an Uber.
Or it's also usually cheaper. A lot of times in those areas, the price is surging.
Right.
Yeah.
Or it's, and then you walk the four blocks, and honestly, it's the normal price.
Mm-hmm. We got ours for $7.95.
It was $18 bucks to get back to Candle Park last
night. You know who paid
night.
For it?
Tad.
Tad paid for it. My new
He's
buddy.
Your new friend. Of course you have.
He's trying to show off.
He left his, I mean, Greg would have been like, that's $3.50 a piece.
That's not true. I would have made you pay. Now that you're back into the swing of things,
I don't know. I'm still.
I would have said, remember that show that I do with you for free? You
there's,
pay.
There's. He won't look. I wanted to get Tad to come in here. So can somebody get him?
Here, I'll
Jesse. Will you do that? Uh-oh. You're a good man, Jesse.
Hey, you and Tad are wearing the same kind of shirts today.
Well, you know.
Yeah, we're buddies. We went to Kohl's on Sunday afternoon, and I got matching shirts.
Let's bring that when he walks in.
This is happening now.
Yes.
I used to have the same shoes as Eric.
Yeah.
The same
Same and Greg on Tuesday tomorrow. We're going to DSW. to get some Birkenstocks.
And then Thursday night, you're going to the movies.
Yeah. We're going to see Deadpool 2.
Did he say no?
He's coming. He says he's got to find one thing.
All right.
It's that
dignity.
Gift he has for you.
Mm, his I'm dignity.
Sure. He's like, said, shaking his t-shirt.
Who said his dignity?
Autumn.
Me.
Actually, actually, my son was there with me. It wasn't just me and Tad.
No, no.
It's like, although me and my son and Greg have never done anything together, I don't think. We may have.
We hung out for a minute, but I lost you when we got before David Byrne came on.
Yeah, you left us.
Well, you guys were leaving before.
Right, because I wasn't going to be late.
No, I know you weren't. But I wasn't late either, and I still left later.
Because he was in the VIP, which I think, by the way, was a little bit of a rip.
Well, here's the deal.
You're way away from the stage. The VIP.
No.
Way over there.
Well, I didn't know at that point was there was a VIP section down the very front of the stage.
Yeah, you can walk down and go.
So you can walk down right in the front. But there was free alcohol all weekend in VIP. Thank you, Tim Sweetwood.
Did you pay for the VIP tickets?
No, Tim Sweetwood is the founder of...
He's still on rock radio, so Tim Sweetwood remembers who he is.
Yeah, and I talked up some David Byrne on the air because we played a Talking Head, so that got me...
I've been talking about it for two months. He doesn't care. That's all
right. I've known Tim personally for years.
That's all right. If they don't... They forget about me. Nobody loves me anymore except
they didn't forget about you.
The people love
you. They just don't like you.
Yeah, you're on WSB now, and Tim Sweetwood can't be seen hanging out with you.
Right winger.
That is going to ruin his in-city cred.
You know, people think I'm a right winger just because I'm on WSB.
Let me tell you, I was at the drag race in Commerce, Georgia on Saturday. It was a river gig.
Yeah.
But so many people came up and mentioned the Doctrine.
Yeah,
they love it.
We're huge in Commerce.
One guy, actually, he's on Commerce, the 2 plus Georgia. 2 equals 4. He posted a picture of me and him hanging out at the drag race. And, yeah, he was awesome.
And then I banned him.
Yeah. Tad Lee.
Hey, Tad.
Have a seat, mate.
Do I get to keep the Breeze card? I saw you put $20 on this thing. I did. You know, Greg is very jealous that you and I,
oh boy.
And that you made a video of me singing. And
that you guys are wearing the same clothes.
Same shirt today?
Well, different color, but
we talked about it on Friday.
Yes.
We said, what are you wearing on Monday?
We're matching.
We went to Ross together.
Man,
is that
man.
What we did?
Buy one. They were BOGOs.
He's got it. He's nailed you, Tad.
He's really. Every time I come in here, it's like a clinic.
This is one thing that I've noticed. You're a talker. When you're out on the town with you, you're a talker. You have to admit that, right? You're a talker.
I guess so. You're allowed. Now I feel like I should not talk.
No, no, of course you should talk.
Why did you leave me home all alone, plugged into the wall, Dad? I was alone all weekend.
I let you enjoy your show. I let you enjoy. I'm conscious of it.
No,
I let
you enjoy. Yeah, no, you were not talking during the show. I'll give you that. But I thought you were a loud talker on the MARTA. Loud, like other people hearing your story. I had this feeling. This is not about you. This is about me.
I understand.
But I have this this feeling that any loud conversation on MARTA invites someone to get angry and beat me up.
And it goes viral. It always starts with a loud conversation, those viral videos.
And he was talking about getting in a fight with an Uber driver. And he was it was very loud.
It was a Lyft driver.
It was a Lyft driver.
I want to make sure that's clear because Lyft is the app that I deleted. You know?
See, I'm the opposite. I deleted Uber and use Lyft all the time. Yeah.
Well, he had a Lyft.
Give it
driver.
Time. Wait till Jerry picks you up. You'll change.
He nearly got in a fist fight with his Lyft driver, which was a fine story. I just didn't think everybody on the car had to hear it.
No, I thought everyone in the MARTA car should understand that sometimes your Lyft driver can be very aggressive, and so you need to fight him.
It sounds just like him. Keep it up.
I'm mortified. Yeah. Really.
All right, I'm going to give you a brief. I believe this is your wife's brief.
Yes,
very
thank
nice
you.
To meet your family. Wonderful wife, beautiful wife. I've met your child before.
You know,
they seem very nice.
You can just toss that over this way. I'm sure it'll land somewhere.
You should be all right. We don't actually have to.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well,
that was a little bit, yeah.
I put a little too much English into it.
A little too much pepper on that.
Yes.
But.
Yes, you were going to say?
I just found it interesting that you. Didn't say anything about the loud talking right then.
No. I save it for the show.
Yeah.
Whenever I have, observations.
You would think on the MARTA train, he would say, "Hey, Todd, keep it down a bit."
Hey, Todd, I feel
he didn't want to offend you because your friendship's new.
Hey, can you keep it down?
Todd, I'm going to warn you. If you continue to be friends with him, you're going to get this criticism nonstop. So, there's still an out.
I like it.
Still a way.
I like it.
Without hurting feelings.
I like it.
No, I'm used to dishing that kind of thing out, and I used to being on the other side.
Did you enjoy our date?
Yeah, I thought it was great.
My son was there. My son was there, so it wasn't really just a date. It wasn't exclusive.
I enjoyed seeing you get into David Byrne as much as you did. Like,
I almost started crying during one song? You probably didn't see that. No. I stopped myself because I was embarrassed, and I almost started crying.
Yeah, when I was on the train later, I was telling another friend of mine what a really loud you are.
Yeah, really loudly. Every time, like, David Byrne, like, between songs, like, I remember when he grabbed his red guitar, you go, "Red guitar, that means he's going to play Burning Down the House."
Was I ever wrong?
You were right every time.
I was never wrong. I always picked what the next song was going to be based on what instruments or that he did not have. And,
it was awesome.
It was great.
It was a great show. That was the best show, and I love Cake.
Yeah. How were they? You went the whole weekend.
I went just Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
I mean, at this age, I don't have enough steam for 3 days.
I couldn't believe that you were signed up for 3 days. Even.
Right.
Plus, you had to get up real early today.
I did.
I'm not mocking you. I'm telling you. It's Sunday night.
You and I can no longer have a normal conversation.
Well, you can't.
I'm always going to assume you're making fun.
No. When you're doing morning radio, what, do you get up at 3?
Yeah, 4.
Yeah, you want to be up until midnight, with beer in you, and then I ain't going to easily.
All the time.
Then you'd have to, it would just be Drax.
He's a drinker, though.
You'd be laying on Drax.
I didn't expect this. He's a drinker. He was like, we started at his place. He's like vodka tonics before we even hit MARTA. My son was drunk before we even got to MARTA.
Is this a problem?
No, not at all.
I guess that's not a question for you.
No,
it's
but you know what? You remind me.
The meeting.
I thought to myself, this guy's done festivals before. Because, you judge people. So, if you're morning show and you're on B whatever.
B98.5.
I don't think that is like somebody who's partying. You know what I mean? But obviously, you bring a life to it. And I can tell.
Well, you don't want to pay more when you get there. You have to get Swedish drunk, which is like you get drunk real quick and you drink as much as you can so that it'll carry over for the couple hours.
You get to the show you're maintaining for $16 a pop.
What you may not realize about this Tad is that I'm sure he's done dead shows and things like that. You just had you were very, it was like, oh, this is not this guy's first festival.
It's interesting that you would pick that up.
How many vape pens did you guys see?
There was somebody in the crowd. They were there during Burn, and then they moved over to the right during Jack White. But there was somebody there who was getting high with, it would appear, a chimney stack of some kind. Just every once in a while.
Vape machine?
No, it was, I don't know what it was. Like, it was more than the human body could exhale. It was just like a chimney of smoke.
I saw
up.
That. I was down the front for Jack White. I looked back and there was that going on in a couple of places.
Yeah, it's a
there's a choo-choo train at Ursula.
Was it weed or just a vapor?
It had to be. No, it was definitely weed, but it was. I'm thinking, are these the people that use a whole bag to get high? You know, like those. Those big, like they're breathing in that huge plastic bag.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, right.
From the volcano vaporizer.
It must be something like that, because it was like, it was really Choo-Choo Charlie.
You seem like an expert over here.
Choo-Choo Charlie.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't smoke weed. I just have a lot of vodka before I go to the show.
Do I act like I've been on MARTA before?
Yeah, I just think that you're not, you don't have the, you're better than me. It's not you, it's me. I'm very, I like to keep inside of my own space. Unless David Byrne's on, and then I start yelling to the crowd what the next song's going to be.
Watch the video again, because there's a lady behind you that's trying to say the words to the songs, but she doesn't know it. So it's funny to watch her dumb mouth.
Yeah, this, her dumb mouth. I was surprised. There were some youngsters, not youngsters, but it was a good
youngsters.
Crowd.
Youngsters!
Yeah, Byrne's got a lot of respect, man. Yeah. I mean, young
Jack White gave him his due twice during his set, which I thought was good. Did you notice that, Tad?
Didn't he do a Talking Head song?
He put the first verse of Psycho Killer into one of his songs. Yeah. So, that was good. Okay, Tad, I'm done with you. Go ahead.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, I'll see
take
you later.
Your breeze card. Take your breeze card.
Yeah, you're welcome, Eric. You're welcome, Eric. Free vodka.
Thanks for everything.
You're welcome for the free vodka.
No. Thanks for everything, Tad. It was a blast. It was a blast. He let me park at his place, too.
I'm never going on this show, ever. I'm done.
Don't worry, Tad. I'll report back what they say about you.
Okay.
Yeah, Kara, she'd probably be fun to play. But I think she'd like Beyonce.
Weekend long.
Yeah, we got to do stuff with Drax.
Poor Drax.
Just think that we're ignoring
him. Feeling left out now.
How come we've never had Drax on?
I am going to a toaster convention.
Is it Drex or Drax?
I don't know.
You see that is another thing you should be wary of, Eric.
What?
You see the way he ditches his other friend. Who's to say that, you know, Bortz comes into the station?
Okay, we're going to go hang out. Me and Tad.
Yeah, how's that going to make you?
Taking down to Florida.
Lady, can I come along, too?
No, I want to bring that lady who smells nice.
the pleasant
Here
smelling
I am,
one.
I'm always ready to hang out.
Do you like muzzies?
Get on the RV.
Get on the bus. What are we going to do tomorrow? Should I? We only did one WTF story, so should I just save all these and we do them tomorrow?
Yeah.
Sure.
Because I was going to run through
on
these.
On our real day, on the real WTF day.
On Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Jared wasn't here, and English Nick is filling in. I didn't want to hit him with 9,000
What do you
stories.
Normally do on a Tuesday? Like headlines in the beginning?
It's kind of a more headlines and even more headlines.
Yet kind more of headlines. And what happened to Georgia stuff?
Lots more headlines.
Nothing's happening in Georgia anymore.
How about story or no story?
Oh, that was an old
one. That was a good one.
An oldie but a goodie. A goodie but an oldie.
No
an oldie.
Story.
Maybe we should try to do that tomorrow.
How about Ask Eric Anything? Where's that segment?
Yeah, I think this week we're going to do the phones.
Yeah, Jared, you did that survey, right, on the Facebook?
Yeah.
I don't know why he keeps pushing me to do that. I don't even know if I want to. This is my feeling. Is he?
You voted no, by the way, Eric. I voted no for you.
Oh, thank you. You're always there for me, Greg.
Because it was fun the last time we did.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It was fun.
It was interesting because on that survey about doing the phone in podcast hour, the percentage of yeses was huge, but all the comments were negative. And then Jared put in, oh, I guess the crowd has spoken. Well, the ones who actually are speaking aren't saying it should happen.
Oh, they didn't like it. Well, their comments were like, no.
Yeah,
Jared
like,
isn't great at like interpreting what's going on.
No. He just like kind of checks boxes.
He hit me up Saturday afternoon. He was down at the festival. I wasn't. He's like, where are you? I'm like, I had a busy day, man. Drag racing at 8 o'clock in the morning.
He was at the festival? I thought he was out of town.
No, he was there Saturday.
Oh.
He sent me a picture
of
his girlfriend.
Were you trying to bust him?
No.
Well, he's in Cincinnati as he texted me this morning.
Oh.
Cincinnati. I didn't respond. Oh. Like, what do you say? Good joke? Ha ha.
That's a funny one.
No, wait, what did he text you?
Because I just texted him. I said, I'm going to be on the show today. He told me to reach out to Nick because he's still in Cincinnati.
Yeah, so.
Is it known for that? He told me he'd never been to Cincinnati before. Who is he to say whether it's nasty
there now.
Or
he can,
not?
He can dig at Pete.
He learned from Clive Cliverson. So.
Yeah, you always got to just, you know, be derogatory about the city that you're in. They like that. They're
give
like
it a funny name.
Yeah, like a goofy name.
Like Hotlanta.
Hotlanta, Fatlanta. Yeah.
I like it
where
when you're derogatory to me.
That's right,
where
Skank.
Were you earlier?
Oh,
as
I love
we were talking about. As we were talking about orange, there's no word that rhymes with orange, and that's the, you know, radio consultant's worst nightmare.
Yeah,
can't rhyme that.
Can't rhyme it.
Yeah.
You so know stop really, it. Drop it.
You gotta go citrusy.
Have you ever had those afternoons where you sit down and you say, if I think long and hard enough on this, I think I can come up with a word that rhymes with orange. Have you ever done that?
Mm-mm. No.
I have.
How'd you do?
Yeah. Not well. I was not able to think of anything that... I want to know is who was the first person who realized that? Somebody was writing a poem, and orange was the last word of the line before.
Maybe it was somebody with the last name of orange. Yeah.
Orange, snoring.
Blamange.
His face was the color of an orange.
If you say Warren G fast enough, Warren G Harding.
Warren G Harding.
Close.
Orange G. Harding. You aren't the first orange president. There was Orange G. Harding.
Orange G. Harding was very, very...
Door hinge?
Yeah.
But those are words. Those are two words.
Yeah, but that rhymes.
It just says there's no word that rhymes with orange. And I whoever came up with it... I know my
you need to get one of those new
you're
ones.
You're really into like the origins of things, especially fruits.
Orange of orange.
Are
origin.
You calling me a name?
Origin.
Did she call me? Did she just she question my sexuality?
She did.
Just say it.
And
whatever.
She's supposed to be the one who's all open-minded.
Hey, I'm open-minded, but I'm also going to make fun of you. You
know what other Mrs. Linguist?
You know what? I was thinking of the other day.
Me. I am a linguist.
We should have Church Chick on
you're
sometime.
Very cunning.
I haven't seen her in a million years.
I haven't either. Was she on the show like 2 years ago?
She was on the podcast.
Yeah, she came in on the podcast hour.
You guys are sweet. I love you guys. I love you.
I like it when she goes like, well, she's talking and then... like she gets
oh,
down
that's right.
That
yeah, she does do that.
I love you.
She's like, but I'm not going to do that, okay?
To me, she's just like Diane Keaton in Annie Hall.
Yeah.
When she's telling the story about the turkey and the uncle. And
yep.
It's like that is Church Chick. I don't know. I just had that on my mind. I haven't
she's
seen
very
her.
Busy. I mean,
I know. She's out there
kids.
Being all country, country
she's
mouse.
Got a farm to look after.
Her whole
gosh,
thing.
She's
72 kids.
She loves it. Like, isn't that funny? Like, somebody else's what they love would, to me, be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Why was, did she ever reach out
what?
To become an intern in the first place for your show?
I remember the letter she wrote to me, and it was about how she's religious and she loves rock and roll. I remember that. And I don't know, was she doing – where was she going to college? Was she going to college?
No.
Bill's think. Bible oh. School.
No, she might have been she might have taken some like community college or something, I think.
You didn't need to be in college then.
Well, I think you were supposed to be, but we didn't care. It was like, if you want to come here and be an intern, you know, it's not even. It's
I
just
quit
slavery.
College. I quit college to intern with you.
Now that's the way it ought to be. Like when I talked Greg into quitting college. What a good,
great friend.
But I was already working full time.
Yeah, I know.
And I bought that house. So I was like, what do I need school for?
Yeah.
You take some credit. You may planted a seed, Eric, but in my mind, it's like I already have all the things people go to school for. Screw this.
You were already making it. You're already living high on the hog.
After all.
Making it.
And still, to this day, I just put on my resume if I have to send it out. Georgia State University, 2000-2005, bullet point, journalism. It's again, if you want to assume I got a degree, because
yeah.
It's 5-year span there,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, you're not if saying you did. You're not saying right. You got a degree.
That's
no,
a
assuming.
Bullet point. That's clearly, it doesn't say bachelor degree. And so I just, if someone asks, I won't lie, but no one ever asks.
Yeah, whoever checks that stuff anyway.
What was the
Mary
Georgia
Tyler
Tech?
Moore put that she had an associate's degree on her resume and she didn't. And my mom did that ever, like when she was applying for jobs, because Mary Tyler Moore did it.
Yeah, nobody's. Yeah, who's gonna check? Hey,
there was that Georgia Tech coach, right? At some point, who got caught lying about.
Yeah,
his,
the guy. Yeah. He was supposed to. He was supposed to leave Georgia Tech and become the Notre Dame coach.
What was his
that?
Name? George. God, I got in trouble for doing that impression.
Why
of
did you do that? What was there was some sort of racial thing?
We were in Jamaica.
Was he known as a racial person?
No.
Why did you? Because Irish.
Well, I turned it. It was George O'Leary.
Yeah.
And I turned it in. I didn't even know what he sounded like. He just talked like this. And we were in Jamaica.
He started doing racist stuff,
and
I remember.
Yeah, and I said, well, you know how they are.
Yeah.
I go, I like them down here. They wait on you.
Yeah.
And got in trouble for that.
Who got in trouble?
Me.
I don't remember any trouble.
Because his son called and yelled at Tim Dukes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
But he had just gotten in trouble. He said he
lied on his resume.
Who cares? At that point, he's a coach.
Right.
He'd already been the head coach of one team. That's... Who picked him because of his degree?
Right.
Why is he still putting that on a resume? Did you even have to send a resume at that point?
Yeah, if you're a proven coach, why would you need a resume?
I assume Notre Dame's scouting him anyway, right?
Yeah.
Let's just say in that instance, he did still have to submit a resume for some formality. Why not just take it off at that point?
Yeah.
They don't care.
Seems silly. And it was like it happened to a few people for a while there. It was the Me Too of that generation. The late 90s,
what
early
2000s. What a silly about your schooling.
Yeah, people who lied about their schooling. Who cares? Who did you say? If you got associate's degree from Georgia Perimeter College, who's going to check that?
As long as you have.
No, you did not get a liberal arts associate's degree from Perimeter.
As long as you have the qualifications or a proven track record for the job you're going for, who cares about that stuff?
That's all that matters.
Yeah. They have 6 years experience, but look, it doesn't look like they completed their associate's degree. Because they were two history credits shy of their degree or something.
My son wants to get into another school, and he's really excited about it. And he deserves to be there because he's smart as hell. But you never know, you know. And now I got to worry about, like, let down, you know, like, what if? But this is my thing. This is what I do. I use the Tom Brady thing. Like, because he was getting upset because he didn't get in the first round, and there was, like, a second round. And I just use the Tom Brady example. The best minds, the smartest people in the NFL, the people whose job it is to decide which player will bring the most to my team. Mm. Out of all 32 teams, they picked 198 players ahead of Tom Brady. These are the experts.
Sure.
The smartest people in the world. Six of those were quarterbacks. The smartest people. And I think that's a good argument. Like, hey, people might choose you. They might not choose you. When you're young, but it says nothing about what you can actually do. It's just they're going based on other things and things from the past. It's like program directors that I had for years were all based on morning shows from the 1980s. You know, so hey, bud, it's 1997 now. Things are a little bit different. But
everyone's ripping off Stern.
Yeah,
come on, let us do our act.
Get it? Yeah, do some parodies.
Everybody's stealing from me, Robin. Everybody's stealing from me. All right, let's go. Come on. All right.
Do you think that the Von Hessler doctrine is stealing from you?
Look, I came up with the Howard Stern doctrine in 2002.
You should be flattered.
No.
Yeah, is it?
Why would I be flattered? I want money. Give me money. I want money, right, Robin?
Yeah.
She doesn't know what
Robin is.
Actually, sounded just like Robin.
Yeah,
that was perfect.
Did, actually.
Okay, good.
She was like, yeah, Howard.
I can't believe he still wakes up.
All right,
and
coming up next, we're going to be talking to Ellen DeGeneres. She's going to come on and tell us why she dances and all my favorite celebrities I used to dog.
Are you going to be doing Sammy Hagar will be on.
Oh, Sammy Hagar. Who else? Who else? Rosie O'Donnell. I love Rosie O'Donnell. I mean, I love Rosie. I've always loved Rosie. I mean, look at that. And Ellen. Oh, yeah. Beth and I always look forward to when she comes on and she's dancing. She's great.
I know. I
her dancing is so gross.
Well, dude, Ellen?
She didn't look like Lady Elaine from Mr. Rogers at all.
I like Ellen.
I don't like, I think I would.
What are you just like?
Okay,
what about you? Like things, all things gay. You must love Ellen.
I don't like lesbians.
Oh,
yeah. On that note, I have to go.
I'm just kidding.
I got to go get
on
some
that
money
hatred,
away.
That note of hatred?
On that lesbian hatred
note. Is that your briefcase?
That's my laptop case.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Looks like it could.
Thule. Fuel.
Looks like it could make it through some sort of bombing raid.
It has done many times.
All right. You take that with you.
All right, see you, boys and girls,
in the morning.
Bye, Nick.
Goodbye.
See you in the morning.
Let me say this about Ellen. Yeah. The reason why I'm like grossed out by it is because it seems just like a super overcompensation of she's really a jerk backstage and she's not nice to
Have you heard stories?
Yes.
I've heard stories that she's not very nice.
And then if you think about what who did you just say she was she's also gay and she had the talk show where she like loved Tom Cruise and like
Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell. It's the same thing. She was like such a silly, bubbly lady on that show, and she's really like a sort of a hard ass.
Yeah, they used to call her before the was it the Columbine thing, and then Blue Bloods. What's that guy's name? The actor played.
Oh, Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck. Remember that happened?
Yeah.
I think she was on the cover of Time magazine when Time magazine was a thing, and she or Newsweek, and she's the Queen of Nice. That's what she was known. She was known as the Queen of Nice. She's proving that you can be nice on television and get ratings. And then when Tom Selleck came on, because he's in the NRA, after Columbine, she just went after him. And right in that one segment is when everything
Her show started going downhill, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just like people started not liking it. Because the whole thing up to that point was her brand, if you buy into that kind of concept, was the Queen of Nice.
I mean, they both started out as comics, though, didn't they? Rosie and Ellen.
Yeah, Ellen was...
Yeah, Ellen was funny.
I don't know. Just you don't make it through that world being a nice person.
Howard Stern used to call her Vagineveld.
That's funny.
And he hated her. And then all of a sudden, she's the greatest.
What are you going after Howard Stern now? You think I need these troubles? He's not going to care.
He's not going to.
Who cares about that show?
Oh, God. You know what guy does? Oh, God. Well, we better come. We better go back to doing it the way we do. Bring Artie back.
I was going to say that.
That's me doing.
You know, Howard.
I in the wild. I can't do him at all. Just graveling around.
Is that guy still alive?
Barely.
He's
funny. That guy's funny.
He turned on Stern.
Oh, he hates Howard. He dogs him all the time.
Does he feel like Stern didn't have his back during his tough times?
Yeah. He did have his back during the tough times.
I'll bet he did.
It just kept going.
Yeah. Howard let him deteriorate because Howard knows good radio. And watching Artie, he would pass out. He'd be stoned. He would be high on heroin. And, you know, on one hand, what do you do? Right. You know, I mean, I'm not blaming him for that. But on the other hand, it's good radio.
So he let it go as long. But
where are your scruples?
Yeah, you know, but hold on. You don't know. Behind the scenes, I'm sure
he was trying to help him.
I'm sure he was. And, you know, people are beyond help, and then it gets annoying when people won't help themselves.
Yeah, and what's Howard supposed to do? Okay, well, he can come back whenever he wants, whenever he's off of heroin and done stabbing himself. Yeah,
no, but don't keep him on to make the show, quote, better and take advantage of that.
Well, that went on for a while.
Well,
I'm sure he was
getting paid at the time. It was his job. So I don't know. I blame the person who shows up on heroin at work.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean,
the first blame is there.
Yeah,
yeah. Of course.
You know, but I always thought that guy was very funny.
He is really funny. He was on this last season, or no, the season before too, of Crashing. Oh yeah, he was on both seasons. They're really. No,
I haven't
seen
Crashing yet.
Crashing's really nice.
Who's the comedian they follow around on that?
Pete Holmes.
Oh well, you're all over it. Are you?
He's so great.
Is he still your favorite? You're always. Do you like the drag queens now more? Like Pete Holmes,
it has shifted to drag queens.
For you, Pete Holmes is so 2 years ago.
So 2 years ago.
She goes to these.
No,
different...
but he's still. I still like Pete Holmes.
Greg, do you listen to any podcast?
No.
What about Radio Labyrinth?
No.
Wonderful pop culture.
The one I was on, I didn't even listen to.
No, I wouldn't listen to the one I was on. Why would I do that? That's the last one I would listen to. I've listened to Radio Labyrinth.
I don't like it.
Twice. Hey, no, that's not even the truth, Tim. The fact they listened to it twice on the podcast,
like
zero times.
I know. A lot of times people don't have time for podcasts.
No, I think it's just a matter of whether you're that kind of person or not.
Right.
It's the same amount of time.
Greg's not in a car constantly.
I just don't think about downloading it and playing it back in my MP3 player. But hey, people love it. That's why we do this podcast, Alan. People love this podcast, Alan.
I love it. I listen to it.
I never listen to it, but I'm on it.
How do you not get better? You got to watch film tape.
No. I get better because if I do something wrong, it embarrasses me.
Oh, okay.
And I just, like, don't do that again, whatever embarrasses me. Hey, Greg?
Mm-hmm?
I got to say that next to Tad, you are my best friend.
Yeah.
Okay, I won't be on tomorrow.
I'm kidding. It's all a joke. It's just humor. That's all it is. All right. We'll do it again tomorrow because we're all paid to do that. Well, not Greg. Greg doesn't have it. He loves it. But until then, get off my lawn.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.